This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey everybody, it's Natalie Bensavanga, and thank you so much for joining me in Conversation With. We are live today down at the Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm so glad that you're here with me. This will be my last show on KDK Radio for a while as I'm turning my attention to working on a project with WQED. But, you know, I'm really excited about my next guest. I have so much I want to dig in because, according to the AP, the Senate passed a Republican-led spending bill just yesterday, hours before a government shutdown, overcoming sharp Democratic opposition to the measure and sending it to President Donald Trump to be signed into law. The essentially party-line vote, 54-46, didn't give the full picture of a gnawing Democratic angst over how to confront the Trump administration as its government of as its Department of Government Efficiency fires federal workers and dismantles operations. The Democrats argued whether to even risk a shutdown, and that fumes them. You know, that the Republicans drafted a measure that included little of their input, shortchanging health care, housing, and other important priorities. What does this mean moving forward? How can the Democrats meet this moment? Here to discuss this is Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania. Representative Lee, thank you so much for being in Conversation with me.
Hey, Natalie. Happy to be here with you. I didn't know it was one of your last episodes.
Yeah, I'm just going to be doing some new projects, and so I'm going to be turning my attention to that. But I hope you'll still join me on Instagram Live, because I'm definitely going to be doing conversations there.
That sounds good. I'll see you over there.
All right. But we're here now, and I'm so grateful that you were able to join me, because I obviously don't need to tell you that things are not normal and very tense in both Washington and, of course, here in Pittsburgh when it comes to representatives folding to the will of the Republicans. What can you tell us about how things are playing out in Washington from your perspective?
Yeah, I am the last person who you have to talk about, you know,
right?
How things are unprecedented and what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and you know what, I hesitated to say this out loud for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that almost however you are reacting to this moment, to these moments that we're experiencing and living through together, you're probably underreacting.
Yeah.
I think that when you learn and when you look at our government, when you look at the way our government was intended to work, whether you find, and I don't mean partisan politics, right? I don't mean,
sure,
you know, Democrat versus Republican. I mean the fundamental ways that our government is supposed to work, the checks and the balances of our system,
mm-hmm,
the civil liberties, the core rights that we have that our Constitution enumerates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are not operating in any way, or those things are failing,
mm-hmm,
in ways that we as the United States of America have never experienced. Now, other countries have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we heed the warning?
Well, and that's really the question of the moment here. And I wanted to ask you, Representative Lee, is this a time to say we need new leadership? I've been posing this question to my following on social. Everybody is furious at Chuck Schumer and others, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and his team even distanced themselves from Schumer's decision. AOC and Senator Murray, the top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and an ally to Schumer, thought this was a big mistake to align himself with keeping the government open. Do you think that it is time for new leadership, and what would that even take?
Yeah, so here's the deal, right? When we're talking about leadership, I think a lot of people, we're just so used to leadership just showing up, right?
Yes.
Being appointed, anointed, however it gets there. But the core thing about leadership is that leadership has to be called, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a vision, right? In this instance, we're talking about politics, right? So we need a vision for both our caucus and our country. Where do we see us as a nation going? How do we see us as a caucus getting up there? Which means that you have to have both that vision and you have to have the respect, the respect of the people who you plan to lead, to motivate them, to be able to motivate them. And if you can't, if you are missing either one of those things in this moment, mm-hmm. I think that, of course, it calls for some introspection. It calls for some serious introspection mm-hmm. because we can't afford to be of multiple minds. We can't afford to fall back into our same old categories of, oh, the progressives versus the moderates versus mm-hmm. the New Dems versus the Blue Dog. Like, we can't afford that right now. If we're going to go up against Trumpism, we need to at least be as much swimming in the same direction, understanding that democracy has to be at the core as possible. We need leaders who recognize that.
And I really appreciate you saying that, because I've been talking a lot to people on the left, and in they're all in different places, right? We're not a monolith. I always say the left is sort of like herding cats. You know, some of us are more progressive than others. But at this moment, I think it's more about building coalitions. We all don't have to agree on every single issue, but we do have to agree on that vision. Do you think that working people's policy should be at the center of the vision moving forward?
Absolutely, right? And I think that these are tired words. I think Republicans, the right wing, has done a really good job of, like, fear-mongering concepts. Mm-hmm. You know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, poverty, poor, right? I think that the North Star is still intersectionality, right? Still recognizing that working-class people and then, of course, otherwise marginalized people need to be at the center of our policy. We're talking about people who work their – we're not off the cuff. This is radio – who work their tails off. Mm-hmm. In our country, who are working multiple jobs and still are finding themselves not able to get ahead, right?
Yeah.
But are being ruled now by multi-billionaires mm-hmm. who are still lining their pockets. So we're being told on the one hand in this budget process through the executive order mm-hmm. that we can't afford Medicaid in this country. We can't afford NIH funding, you know, for cancer research, mm-hmm. right? We can't afford to pay federal employees, veterans, our farmers, but Elon Musk can double, you know, his income. He can double his assets, right? So we can see, you know, these tech billionaires making a line in their pockets, giving themselves contracts, you know, through the government, like self-aggrandizing, while we're consistently told that there just isn't enough to make it to poor and working class people, that you have to work, you know, 80 hours a week to afford childcare.
And
that's not going to fly.
No, it absolutely is not. You know, I've talked to so many of our listeners and people who are, to your point, working multiple jobs in Pennsylvania at the federal minimum wage, which is still stuck at a starvation wage.
$7.25.
Yes. What needs to change locally in Harrisburg for these things to move forward? Because we're seeing, once again, the polarization in Washington, and it's also here in Pennsylvania. It's a very contentious state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, we got to be honest about calling out what the barriers are. The reality is that right now, especially in the state level, Republicans are a barrier to a living wage.
Yes.
Right. Since I was at the state house, you know, folks know before I was in Congress, I, you know, served in the state legislature and we were fighting for a living wage then. And we could not get a bill over the finish line. So right now we have a one vote majority in the House, which is tenuous at best. So we still don't control, you know, the Senate. A living wage is something that is beneficial to everybody. A high tide lifts all ships. We should not have workers who are working sub minimum wage. We forget oftentimes about the sub minimum wage. Workers with disabilities, workers who are in service industries are not even making that pitiful minimum wage. And we know that businesses can't afford to do so. And this is a bipartisan issue, but we still don't get movement. So that's number one, is moving people out of the way who just do not align with the American people have been calling for. And that's not just for a living wage, right? That's going to be for paid sick and family leave after a pandemic, right? That is for, you know, folks who don't believe that, you know, our veterans should, you know, have, you know, services, that should, that we should defund, you know, programs like the PAC Act, or we should fire vets, right, who are federal workers, right? This is not a line.
Right.
What the majority of Americans want.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to dig into a little bit more of this after the break. We're going to talk some issues surrounding free speech as well and due process with Representative Summer Lee. I'm Natalie Bensavenga. You're listening to 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Hey, everybody. It's Natalie Bensavenga, and welcome to In Conversation With. I'm live today at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center at the Home and Garden Show. Oh my, forced disappearance, kidnapping, political imprisonment, take your pick. These terms all describe what has happened with the Trump administration's first arrest for thought crimes, something that should never happen in a democracy, according to a recent article in The Guardian. But it has, to Mahmoud Khalil, a recent graduated master's student from Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs. And for each minute that Khalil is held in detention, every one of us should feel like our own rights in this country are being shredded. His arrest is a barefaced attempt by the Trump administration to destroy free thinking while murdering due process and free speech along the way. This is an ominous development. I wanted to talk about exactly what happened here with Representative Summer Lee, because she's been very outspoken around this topic of free speech. Thank you so much for joining me for a second segment. Can you please share with people who may not know, what does it mean to be a legal resident in terms of constitutional rights? Because he is a lawful permanent resident of the United States, a green card holder, and his wife is a U.S. citizen and is also pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, when we think about, you know, our Constitution and we think about the rights conferred therein, right, or at least really the inability to take away civil liberties is what our Constitution does. And freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, of religion is the first one, right? It is the first one for a reason, because our founders, our framers understood how important and integral, you know, the freedom of speech against your government or with your government it is to a true and thriving democracy, right? So that actually is not a right that you lose just because you are not a born citizen, or just because, you know, you are not somebody who has been naturalized yet or has taken your citizenship test. Like, he has a green card. Mm-hmm. And the Trump administration has gone as far as to admit that he has not committed a crime.
Right, right.
And he has spoken out against another government.
And I think what's so terrifying about this to me, Representative Lee, is, you know, I don't like it when the Proud Boys march down the street, right? But they have the right to do that. Yeah. So it's like, what is the difference between that and what was happening here with Mahmoud Khalil? Because this is a very slippery slope that we have to be mindful that people, like you said, are provided with the rights afforded them including due process. And I'd like you to touch on that as well.
Absolutely. Like, I think about the Proud Boys. I think about the KKK, right? Mm-hmm. Their right to march with their hoods is protected, mm-hmm. even though, you know, there is a line, and that line is incitement to violence.
Yes.
Right, where you can be accused of inciting someone to violence. We got a little bit of a, we have a delineation there for a reason, because mm-hmm. even your free speech rights, you know, they got boundaries. You mm-hmm. can't mm-hmm. harm or threaten other people. Mm-hmm. And they're stretching very thin this idea that any criticism of Israel at all mm-hmm. is a threat or an incitement to violence, right? And that is, it is a time-honored tradition. A time-honored tradition to protest at your school, to protest as young folks, as students, student activism, to protest the actions of our own government, particularly as it stands to our foreign policy. This is in line with the South African protests, right? During apartheid South Africa, we've seen protests against by the Vietnam War. We mm-hmm. saw student protests about mm-hmm. this. To now say that we can disappear someone mm-hmm. for that is a chilling effect, right? And that chilling mm-hmm. effect isn't for Israel. The chilling effect isn't just for Israel and Palestine. That chilling effect is to ensure that people do not protest authoritarian Donald Trump.
Yes.
As our own nation is thrusted into an authoritarian regime, as we're seeing our checks and balances erode right before our very eyes, mm-hmm. to punish dissent in that way is to make you think twice about saying something about any government action that you don't like right now.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the crux of this, right? And I'm glad that we're sort of bringing it out. It's not just an issue between what's going on with Israel and within Gaza, but where does this lead? And you know, we're talking about expanding private prisons. We're putting people in Guantanamo Bay for no crimes other than being here undocumented. This is my concern, that our rights are slowly being eroded, and you always go after the most vulnerable
first.
The most
vulnerable.
So how do people, align themselves with those that are trying to stand in a way to protect those vulnerable people? Because there is a fear right now.
Yeah, if you're not worried about that, again, you're not paying attention.
Right.
You know, we are, our government, our system does not, you know, exist outside of the context of every other system, every other government that is around us, right? And we've watched throughout history as authoritarian regimes grow and democracy mm-hmm. shrinks. We mm-hmm. see how these governments target marginalized and vulnerable people, you know, quietly, the people who they know you won't speak up for, mm-hmm. the ones that you say, maybe they deserve this. And then you'll start to build excuses, because excuses become a habit, right? When your democracy is sliding, your excuse building is a habit, and you exercise that muscle, and they are relying on that right now. So yes, we actually do need people who are saying, well, where are the students? Well, the students are being arrested, mm-hmm. right? They're being threatened with deportation. Mm-hmm. You know, they're being doxxed. They're being harassed. And they're being being threatened because they're dealing with a topic that you don't really find comfortable. But you're allowing that type of treatment on our most vulnerable and the people who are our strength, our voice, young people. So we need to start to speak up. We need to speak up about it happening here in Pittsburgh with young people who have charges. Mm-hmm. You know what those charges mean for young people who protested at Pitt or another university? It might mean that if they get a felony charge, they can never run for public office.
That's right. That's right. And I think we also need to remember how many movements came out of college campuses and how important that tie is. And our last few minutes together, I do want to talk about Pennsylvania just quickly. What are you hearing from your constituents now that Medicaid and Medicare are on the table?
Oh, unanimous uproar, right? Mm-hmm. We have gotten more phone calls, emails, visits to our offices, both in D.C. and in the district, around the district. And it is always the same, you know, the same theme, right? People who are saying, hell no, you cannot touch our Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Please stop this. Or NIH funding. Right, or our federal mm-hmm. offices being closed, federal workers being targeted by that. Medicaid is a big one, right? In Pennsylvania, 3 million people rely on Medicaid or CHIP for their for health care. 3 million. 100,000 or so in PA-12. Mm-hmm. That's children, you know, those people who are, you know, trying to afford their cancer treatment. That's mm-hmm. disabled adults. Mm-hmm. It is so far reaching. And oftentimes, and when we're getting cuts like this, people rely on, government relies on the population not knowing what's being targeted.
Yes. And who's
being
targeted.
And right now,
mm-hmm. what's being targeted. When NIH funding, not recognizing that, you know, Pitt is the sixth largest, you know, institution to rely on NIH funding. Mm-hmm. Right. So we need people to know that. We need people to understand that this isn't, you know, some bureaucratic, you know, office suit. Yeah. You know, in D.C., you know, your federal worker is the vet at the VA.
That's
you know,
right.
The nurse at the VA. Your federal worker is your researcher. You know, Medicaid is your neighbor, is your grandmother. It's you. Social Security, benefits, right? Those are earned benefits, not entitlements. They're earned benefits.
That's right.
And coming for them can be devastating for our region. Like, our economy is tied to NIH funding. Our health care is tied to Medicaid.
Absolutely. Representative Lee, I could definitely spend another hour talking about all these things, and I hope in the future we're able to have more conversations. I appreciate you, and thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up next, I'll be chatting with Megan Greenwood of BAM Choreography. I'm Natalie Bensavenga. You're listening to 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.